Avram Avinu does a heroic act, the heroic act of Bris Milah. And immediately afterwards, we find Avram Avinu is being visited by three malachim. One of them is clearly coming in the schus of the Bris Milah because it's coming to heal him. However, it's possible, the Osher of Tzogoyin says, that all three of them are really in the schus of Bris Milah. How would you say that all three are in the schus of the Bris Milah? Because really there's three parts to Bris Milah. One part of Bris Milah is just the actual chituch ha'orla, which is the removal of the foreskin. There's another part of Bris Milah, which is priya, which is after the foreskin is removed, they kind of like pull back in order to reveal the atorah. And the third part of Bris Milah is called Mitzitza. Mitzitza is when you draw the blood out of the Bris Milah. Those three really have three different purposes. The purpose of the Chituch HaOrla is to remove something that's bad. You know, there's Sur Meira, which is removing the bad. The Priya is when you're revealing the Atara, is bringing out the good. Is revealing a good. And Mitzitza is just refuah. Mitzitza is the whole purpose of drawing the blood out is in order that there should be no infection. So we draw the blood out of the bris. That's for refuah purposes. So if we look at what the three malachim came to do, one malach came to destroy Sidoim. That malach is like cutting off the orla. The other malach came to tell us about Yitzhak. That's like revealing the goods. It came to be Megale, to reveal to us. That's like Priya. That's like revealing that Yitzchak is going to be born. And the third Malach, which was to came to heal Avram, is the Malach of Priya, of Mitzitza. Mitzitza, we said, is drawing out the blood for purposes of refuah. So too, there's another Malach that came in order to heal Avram. There's actually a fourth Shlichos, which we're not speaking about, is one to save Loit. But that was somehow, there's one Malach that did two Shlichos. Machlok is which Malach, but somehow, how could one Malach do two Shlichos? That has to do with the seven questions that we asked. I hope that you gave a nice answer. Anyway, these three Malachim are here. And the Malachim that came to visit Avram, they came. What's interesting is that there seems to be some sort of connection. The Bris Milah, these Malachim. We find another interesting connection. A connection between Bris Milah and Torah. How is that? When Unkelus Hager wanted to be Megayer, so he came to his uncle. His uncle was Adrianus Caesar. He was a Roman. And he said to his uncle, I need to learn Torah. I'm chalashing to learn Torah. So his uncle said, okay, so learn Torah. What do you have to be Megayer for? Says Unkelus back to him, Afilu chacham shebe malchuscha, even the smartest person in your entire kingdom. V'zokein ben mea shana, even if he's already 100 years old. En yochalul matarosin imeinu mal. Can't learn their Torah if he doesn't have a Bris Milah. Torah and Bris Milah go together. You cannot learn Torah without Bris Milah. So therefore, I need to have a Bris Milah, which means part of the process of becoming a ger. Therefore, Unkelus wanted to be Megayer. So we see there's some sort of connection between Torah and Bris Milah. And we find also the following thing. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to get the Torah. And the Malachim said, why don't you leave the Torah in Shemayim? So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe look like Avram Avinu. And he told the Malachim, look, Avram Avinu, he's the one you came to visit. These Malachim that we're talking about now. And they said, okay. And Hashem told Moshe, only in the schus Avram did you get the Torah. And it was the schus of the Milah that Avram did. And now the Malachim came to visit, you got the Torah. So Milah and Torah seem to have some sort of very strong connection. We'd have to try to understand, and what does it have to do, Dafka, with these Malachim? So we find, in fact, that the word Milah actually has the same gematria as the word Peh. There is some sort of connection between the Bris Milah and also a person's Koyach of Dibor. So, Listen to this interesting thing. Who are the malachim that came to visit Avram? We know the malachim were Michael, Gavriel, and Raphael. Gavriel, who's Gevura, he's the one that came to overturn Sodom. Michael is the one that came to inform him about Yitzchak being born. And Raphael is the malach that came to heal Avram. These were the three malachim. So, interestingly, we're familiar with the pasuk B'Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Mimini Michael, Mismoli Gavriel, Mifanai Ariel, Neachoyre Raphael. These three malachim are all mentioned in that same pasuk. These are classic malachim, by the way. Each one on a different side for a different reason. It's not these surrounded by these four malachim. There's Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. Not necessarily in that order, but these are the four malachim. So it's interesting, he brings from Sefer HaChaim. Sefer HaChaim is Reb Chaim, the brother of the Maral Niprag. Rashi Tevois of these malachim, Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel, are Rashi Tevois Gemara. Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel is Gemara. So now, Avram Avinu is being visited by these malachim to do the bris. It's Gemara. In the schus of the bris that Avram Avinu did, Moshe Rabbeinu's makabel the Torah, which was where we get the Gemara, and the schus of the bris, a person is able to learn Torah, Gemara. So all that comes mikoyach this maisa of bris. Somehow the bris milah is bringing us to Gavriel, Michal, Raphael, and Uriel. Well, it's not 100% true, because Avraham Avinu didn't have Uriel come to visit him. Uriel didn't come. It was Gavriel. It was three malachim: Gavriel, Michal, and Raphael. So where's the Uriel? Who's the Uriel? He's missing Uriel. There's four malachim in this equation. Uriel's supposed to be in front. So what happened to Uriel? Says the Sefer Imre Noyam, Shvili Pinchas brings down, Avram Avinu took the place of Uriel. Because interesting, the gematria of Avram is identical to the gematria of Uriel. Same gematria. And what Uriel was accomplishing, Uriel's position, what Uriel's purpose, Avram Avinu fulfilled himself. He didn't need Uriel. He already did that. He needed Michal, Raphael, and Gavriel. He didn't need Uriel. Because Uriel was in the front. Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Mimini Michal, Mismoli Gavriel, Milfonai Uriel, Meachoyrai Raphael. Milfonai Uriel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Hishalech Lefonai Veheyei Samin. His halech lefonai means walk in front of me, be in the front. Avram Avinu was already in the front. That was Avram Avinu. So if Avram already did the milfonai Uriel, and Avram is gematria Uriel, because Avram, he personified this idea of going in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then there's no need for Uriel, because Avraham is the last one. It's Gavriel, Michal, Raphael, and Avraham. Who is the malach Uriel? The Malach Uriel, says the Tikkuni Zohar, the Malach Uriel is also the Malach Raziel. I don't know if you're familiar with Raziel HaMalach. There's a Sefer Raziel HaMalach. Uriel is also Gematria Raziel. Same Gematria. Uriel Raziel. Who's the Malach Raziel? Raz is a word for something like a secret. When we speak about Torah, one of the descriptions of Torah is the Rosin. The Rosin is the secrets of Torah. The Raziel HaMalach is the Malach that represented the secrets of Torah. So if Avram is Uriel, that means that Avram Avinu is bringing with him the secrets of Torah. That is coming. So now we understand a little bit the connection that we have between Torah, somewhat, Torah and Bris Milah, because the Avram Avinu is halach lefonai veheyei samim. Through the Bris Milah, Avram Avinu, what he's doing is he is personifying this idea of Uriel, and Uriel is Raziel. It's the same malach, and Raziel means the Rosei Torah, the secrets of Torah. So then what is Avram Avinu? Avram is Torah. The bris, when a person is, the bris mila itself is what solidifies our connection to Torah and our ability to learn Torah. It happens through Gemara. Is when a person learns Torah, when he learns Gemara, what he's doing is he's being his halech lefonai. He's going before me. There is an idea of a person following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's an idea of a person going in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we have that koyach? We have it in Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us koyach. Pasuk says, Lo yibashamayim hi. Leimar miyale lanu ha-shamayimu. The Torah is not in Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah for us to be able to learn Torah, and it's no longer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. The Gemara in Gittin says that one of the Amoraim met Eliyahu HaNavi, and he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu learning? He said, he's learning whatever you're learning. You learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows. His halech lefonai v'heyei samim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the most powerful tool in the universe and said we are in control of our destiny. His halech lefonai happens with Torah. So Torah is our ability to go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is our ability to take a lead, to take control of the destiny of the universe happens through Torah. And Avram Avinu was a person who was ki'ilu, challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was kilo when he went to the whole story that happened with Sodom. When he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to destroy Sodom. Avraham Avinu said, no! It's halech lefonai. Noach went, im Hashem. Hashem said, I'm destroying the world. Okay, you're the boss. You do what you want. Avraham Avinu was trying to change ki'ilu, to make a change in the world, the direction of the world. That was Avraham Avinu. We have the ability to do that. Through Limud HaTorah. A person learns Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can be in control of the destiny of the world. And a person learns, he has the Malachim surrounding him always. A person learns Gemara, he zoche to Malach Gavriel, Michael, Rafael, and Oiriel. The Malachim will be Malavim, Ki Malach Vitzavaloch, Lishmorcho Bechol Durachecha, which means the Malachim will be with you to watch you wherever you go. Which Malachim? The Malachim that a person gets when he learns Gemara. Those are the Malachim. Because Hashem, we should be Zoicha, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should protect us through his Malachim. And we should always see Shalom here in Eretz Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.